Section 16. Class D. Regulations. Most of the driving rules and regulations covered so far in this manual are meant for the ordinary driver. Commercial drivers must be familiar with many additional rules and regulations, especially those concerning trucks. If you intend to drive a commercial vehicle, study this section carefully. As a driver of a commercial vehicle, your responsibilities are more complex than those of ordinary driver. Equipment. All lights and reflectors must be clean and in working order and be visible 500 feet to the rear of your truck, trailer. You must have a mechanical or electrical device for giving turn signals. All reflectors on the rear and sides near the rear of your truck, trailer must show a red color. All reflectors on the front and sides near the front must show an amber color. You must have two red reflectors on the rear, and you must have a red tail light. You must also have a stop light, which may be incorporated with the tail light. When you apply the foot brake, the stop light must show a red or amber color. Your clearance and side marker lamps must, when lighted, display an amber color on or near the trailer's front, and must, when lighted, display a red color on or near the rear. Any vehicle which is designed or loaded so that the driver's rear view is obstructed must have a side mirror located so that the driver can see at least 200 feet to the rear. Your truck's muffler must be in good working condition. You may not use a muffler cutout, bypass, or any similar device. Safety and warning devices. If you operate a bus or truck at night, you must carry at least 3 flares, fuses, electric flares, or reflectors. If your vehicle becomes disabled, place one of these warning devices approximately 100 feet ahead of your location, a second 100 feet to the rear, and a third at the roadway side of the vehicle. In daylight hours, you should use red flags in these same positions. If you carry explosives or flammables, such as gas or oil, you must carry at least 3 electric flares, lanterns, or large flares for emergencies. Under no circumstances may you use any type of burning flares or fuses. If you carry explosives or flammables, you must also have 2 or more fire extinguishers which should be in good working condition, completely filled, and positioned so that you can reach them quickly in an emergency. Size regulations. Width. The total outside width of any vehicle, including the load being carried on that vehicle, cannot exceed 8.5 feet. The total outside width of a farm tractor shall not exceed 10 feet. Height. Under no conditions may any vehicle, loaded or unloaded, exceed a total height of 13 L, 2 feet. This height is permitted only if no company, corporation, local government, government agency, or the state of Mississippi has to raise, alter, reconstruct, or change in any way any underpass, trestle, wire, pole, or any other structure. If your vehicle exceeds 12 L, 2 feet in height, then either you or the vehicle's owner will be held responsible for any damage caused by the excess height. Length. Single vehicle. No single vehicle, loaded or unloaded, may have an overall length in excess of 40 feet, including both front and rear bumpers. Semi-trailer or truck and trailer. No semi-trailer operating in a truck, tractor and semi-trailer combination, and no trailer drawn by a motor vehicle, may have an overall length in excess of 50 feet. Semi-trailer, trailer or truck and double trailer. No semi-trailer or trailer operating in a truck, tractor and semi-trailer and trailer combination, and no trailer operating in a double trailer combination drawn by a motor vehicle, may have an overall length in excess of 30 feet. Extension of load. Rear. Under normal conditions, the load on the rear of a vehicle transporting forest or agricultural products in their natural state can project no more than 28 feet beyond the vehicle's rear axle. However, if these products cannot be shortened without making them useless for their intended purpose, such as utility poles, a special permit may be obtained from the Mississippi Department of Transportation allowing their transportation. Vehicles with such projecting loads may legally operate only during daylight hours, and only with the load safely secured by at least 2 chains or 2 wire ropes, one positioned behind the front bolster and one in front of the back bolster. Front. The load on any vehicle operated alone, or with the load on the front unit of any combination of vehicles, must not extend more than 3 feet beyond the front wheels of the vehicle or the front bumper. Weight. For regulations governing gross weights of vehicles and loads, contact the nearest office of the Mississippi Department of Transportation. Combination towing. No semi-trailer or trailer combinations in excess of 2 units, excluding the towing vehicle, will be allowed to operate on Mississippi highways. No more than 2 vehicles in any combination may be towed by saddle mounts, and no more than 1 motor vehicle may be towed by tow bar. Exemptions to size regulations. Farm machinery is exempt from size, weight, and height limitations when operated during daylight hours on any state highway within 50 miles of the point of origin. Farm machinery cannot be moved on interstate highways. Such machinery, or the vehicle towing it, must be equipped with front and rear reflector lights and a blinking light clearly visible from the front and rear. If you need to move a load that exceeds any size or weight limitation, you may request a permit to do so from the Mississippi Department of Transportation. Maintenance Division Permit Section. P.O. Box 1850. Jackson, MS 39205. Way stations. You will find way stations located on most main highways. You must pull your truck into these stations so that it can be weighed to determine if it is overloaded. Call 601-359-1148 for additional information. Avoiding spills. You may not put any vehicle on the road unless it is built or loaded so that none of the load can spill, shift, leak, or in any way escape onto the roadway. Exceptions. Dropping sand onto the roadway to secure traction is permitted. Authorized vehicles spraying water or any other substance to clean the roadway are exempt from this regulation. If you are driving a truck, trailer, or any other open-topped vehicle on a highway or interstate in Mississippi, are carrying sand, dirt, gravel, rocks, or any similar material, and your load reaches within 6 inches or fewer of the top of the bed, then you must use a tarpaulin, canvas, or other cover to contain the load, and use 4 6-inch sideboards, one attached to the front, one to the back, and one to each side of the body. These sideboards must be lowered when you are loading the vehicle, and none of the load can extend above the body. After loading is completed, you must raise these sideboards and secure them for the trip. Note: if you use a tarpaulin, canvas, or cover of any kind, you must secure it soundly so that no end, string, or binding flaps as the truck moves down the roadway. Safe driving. Following distance. If you are driving a truck, truck trailer, or other similar vehicle on a roadway outside business or residential districts, you must not follow within 300 feet of other trucks except when you are attempting to pass. Equipment checks. Check all your equipment, such as tires, lights, brakes, and load, during each stop. Flammable loads. If your vehicle is carrying explosives or flammable liquids, you must stop at all railroad crossings, even if no signals warn that a train is approaching. Passenger buses and school buses must also stop. If you drive a truck carrying gasoline, oil, or explosives, be careful to avoid fires and explosions. Turn off the ignition when you put gasoline in the tank or unload the truck. Don't smoke at any time on or near the truck. In case of an accident, keep people, especially smokers, away. When driving a truck with such a load, you should keep out of business districts and heavy traffic as often as possible, and park away from buildings and other vehicles when possible. Backing up. When you are preparing to back up a truck or large vehicle, always get out and carefully check clearance limits. Make sure that you have plenty of room to maneuver. If possible, have someone guide you when you back up. Never back into an intersection in order to turn around. Coasting. Never disengage the clutch while driving your truck on a downgrade. This coasting is illegal and very risky. Protecting your load. Make certain to keep rear doors locked. Commercial Driver License, CDL, Class A, B, C. To get a CDL, you must pass both knowledge and skills tests. You may wish to obtain a copy of the Mississippi Professional Driver's Manual for study. You must have a CDL to operate. 1. A single vehicle with a GVWR of more than 26,000 pounds. 2. A trailer with a GVWR of more than 10,000 pounds if the gross combination weight rating is more than 26,000 pounds. 3. A vehicle designed to transport more than 15 persons, including the driver. 4. Any size vehicle which requires hazardous materials placards.